Start up like this, or like this, and hit the start button to flip back and forth. You can make the important things big, keep the small stuff small, and arrange it all around you. You can be all work, all play, or even both at the same time. You can do it all simpler and easier on your Windows tablet, PC, or Surface. That's the new Windows. One experience for everything in your life.
My name is Miriam Nagaga, and I'm a technical evangelist in New York for Microsoft. And with me, I have an aspiring young game developer, Sep. And Sep is going to tell us a little bit about his game development journey. And Sep's been using a tool called Construct 2, which is made by a company called Skira. And he's built this really cool game, and we're going to demo it during our interview. So, one, download his game. It's amazing. That's Sep's turn to talk. And, you know, why don't you give us a little bit of an introduction about yourself, you know, what you do, all that stuff, you know, that kind of stuff.
So, as the lovely Miss Maria said, I'm Sep DiMeglio. I am a freshman undergrad student at Pace University's Computer School Science School. I started up working with Maria through a workshop at my school, which was led by my MSD. And she got me started with game development, and I actually started it off from the very beginning with one of her templates for a match game, and it was really simple, drag and drop. It was just more of a children's game so that kids can learn how to do some word association by just simple click and drag interface, and then that's it. And from there, I started working a little bit more complex, and I ended up making a few different types of games, playing around with a bunch of different templates, getting a feel for what Construct 2 was exactly. And through it, I thought of designing a more serious...
It's true, like, you had a really nice, serious game, and, like, the concept of your game, it's really, really simple. So it's a shooter game, but with a twist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one thing about your game is that it's beautiful. It's a beautiful-looking game.
Thank you.
And it goes down to the concept of, like, no matter how complicated your game is, if it doesn't look nice, nobody's going to use it. But if it's beautiful, people will use it. And you've mastered that skill of creating really good work. So can you tell us a little bit more about your design process?
Yeah. So I've always been more of a visual person. Coding is something that actually came around into my interests a little bit afterwards. But I've always had a passion for visuals, art, and just all things, like, I guess, appealing. So throughout my high school career, I did a lot of freelance design work and just doing logos and getting a feel for what people like, what people like to see, what they want to develop. So that was actually really helpful in designing my game. So I got a good feel of, like, what looks good, what people want to see. I checked out a bunch of other games, saw what was popular, saw what people were looking for, and I came up with the design for my game. It's called Pharaoh Birdie.
Yeah.
And the main character is a birdie who's...
A pharaoh! It's just a pharaoh.
He has a nice little King Tut hat, and he goes around fighting off all the bad, evil mummy birds, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
And I wanted something that looked really clean, really flat, vector-based looking images that, like, weren't too complex, wasn't too busy.
Yeah.
I wanted something a nice, clean, bold look, so I used a lot of bright colors. I used red, blue, and just kept it simple. It's based in Egypt.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah, it's Pharaoh. Yeah.
And it just is a nice...
It's a nice thing game, and, like, what I like about it, it's, like, there's this cartoon that my nephew watches. It's, like, a birdie cartoon, and I'll probably, like, in the description below, I'll probably put what the image of that bird that I'm talking about, because I can't remember it right now, and, like, match it against your bird.
Mm-hmm.
But it has this really quirky feeling about it, which is great. But more than anything, the theme of your game has to, like, it can grow. And we discussed this earlier, right? Like the fact that you're using historical characters, you could have a Caesar birdie or a Napoleon birdie.
A George Washington birdie.
So it's not only like it's a funny educational game,
a little spin on some world history.
Yeah, and it's even down to like we were having this discussion on Saturday, right? Where he first had lasers shooting out of the like the lasers attacking the mummies, but then changing that to arrows to kind of like really fit into this context of why he's the overall experience we're trying to give your users. So it's an incredibly beautiful game. I'm really, really happy that you've gone beyond. And just to see like your growth, like when I started with you, we were just doing the really basic, like I think
I wasn't even creating my own artwork yet.
No, he wasn't.
Simple.
Really simple.
Clip art.
And you like he's really taken it far. But can you tell us some of the tools that you've used and kind of like your overall experience on working on our platform?
So the main tool that I actually use is Construct 2.
Yeah.
And I have really grown a lot into understanding what the program is, what started off as kind of a vague drag and drop type program, ended up becoming my main source of game development.
Yeah.
And it's really user-friendly, the whole program made by Skira.
Yeah, it's Skira.
And it basically takes out the huge fear factor of making a game. It makes any coder, fellow designer, able to whip something together really fast and just make something that looks actually like it didn't take only a matter of...
A matter of time, but how long have you been working on this game?
This game is actually my longest working game right now. I've been working on it for a few months, just really fine-tuning
polishing it.
But the actual process of making it, if it wasn't for, if I had already done all the artwork and just putting it together, would take no more than a day, a few hours. It would be really fast, just tell the...
What? The... I don't like it's really like
let me gather the word. What's Construct 2? It's a program? Tell the program what to do?
Yeah, you tell like it's a game engine. So basically
so you just tell the game engine what to do and then you just put in your artwork and it just integrates it all together and makes a game for you. You say on collision with Pharaoh Birdie.
Spawn.
Bullet. Or arrow.
In our case, it's an arrow.
It puts coding into even more plain English, which is something that a lot of people really would find helpful if they were just starting up, like I was in the beginning.
Did you find that using a game engine like this probably better helped you understand the concepts, like just the simple concepts of programming,
such as
nesting events and stuff like that?
Definitely. The way it's set up, it sets it up so that it's kind of like a training wheel.
Yeah.
So the program is your training wheels, and as you start to pedal faster and faster, you can eventually take them off and learn how to do it on your own, which is where I'm headed myself.
Yeah, because like I think over the summer we're going to try, like we're taking this joint journey because I've never written like a game purely in code, so we're going to take this joint journey of learning Unity together. And seeing how far, like, he'll probably be the designer, and I will be the developer, or we'll be, like, cross-designer, cross-developer, like, dev design.
We just love to co-collaborate together.
And this has been, like, a joint effort, and this is one of the experiences, and, like, maybe I'm being biased with the fact that I work here, but, like, one of the best experiences is that you have these available, like, you have me, who works for the company, and then we also had Diego, who's my, you know, counterpart in Atlanta, and he's a real... Like, he's really invested in Construct 2, and he's really, the fact that he actually took the time.
Yeah, he's been extremely helpful in this whole process. Any bump that I hit along the road was definitely completely fixed, paved over by Diego. He would work with us, he did Skype conferencing with us, and he just really got me learning anything that I would have a question on. Anytime that there was an error that I came across, anything that I didn't know how to do, something I just wanted to make run a little better, he was definitely right, always there, helping me along really quickly, teaching me how to do it. He has a lot of how-to videos along with when he couldn't make it. I was able to look up online, find him.
You see, and it was really simple. And then, like, those are the resources, like, we encourage you to build. And, like, part of this process, like, this is your developer story. Like, we're working towards creating your kit that he should be sharing about his development and how he built his assets and his whole store submission process. So speaking of store submission process, like, you've gone through it a couple of times. Mm-hmm. How do you find, like, how's your Windows Store experience been?
It's definitely something that you have to get used to, I'd say. It's not hard to use. It's really simple. It gives you step-by-step on how to publish the descriptions.
Yeah.
It tells you everything. But as far as the whole processing of the game and passing certification goes, it's kind of a hit or miss.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can submit a game and right away it'll make it to the App Store. Sometimes it'll take hours, maybe even days to process. And then sometimes it'll pass it. Sometimes it won't pass it. You can reapply and it might pass it.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something that you have to get used to.
So you, how many apps do you have in the store right now?
Right now I have, this is going to be my sixth or seventh one in this store.
And, like, I think I met you maybe in November last year, and you already have six apps?
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, quite a great, like, I done a good job! Like, I had to say
Not to toot your own horn.
Not to toot my own horn.
No, but she really has. She's been a really great mentor, a helper, assistant to my success.
An assistant to your
assistant.
Oh,
to
an
my
assistant
success.
Success. That actually sounds good. I thought you were like an assistant. I was about to say, I don't think so. But no, but it's good. Like, I love seeing your work, and like, we've had colleagues look at his work, and the first thing that they've said about your work is that it's aesthetically beautiful. And that's the thing, everyone is teaching, it's cute, it's beautiful, and it invokes different emotions versus, like, male versus female. It appeals to all people, because I'll give an example. We were at a game jam on Saturday that we're holding at the Microsoft office, and then someone was behind us, and it was, like, you know, regular guy, probably plays a lot of Halo, and he came up and he said, your app is really cool. Tell me about it. And the fact that he has all that feedback, and you're in, like, in this environment and this space where you can actually get that, I can't wait to see what comes out
next.
Of you next.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be a great experience. So, you know, I think we've covered everything. I think the next thing that you're going to look at
is a little
demo on his game. It's going to, you know, it's going to be there. It's going to go through a playthrough. We're going to put some really nice music in the background and all that kind of stuff.
It's so nice.
So nice.
It's going to be a great setting.
It's going to be a great setting. We're also going to have a Tumblr page that's going to be by Seb, for Seb. And it's going to be just showing basically your whole experience, like the game concept. And
A
lot of info. Before we go, like, I love the fact that you actually added power-ups and stuff into your game. Like, it just shows
that,
like,
was something.
A beautiful experience. So, you know, I'm Maria.
I'm Sep.
And this is Sep's developer story. Yay!
Yay!